Busted Pencils is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
It is Tim and Johnny on a Tuesday night. Educated educators talking education and, of course, an awesome guest. You got to check out her blog, Teacher in a Strange Land, Nancy Flanagan blog. Need teachers? Gotta say though, Nance, was 2011 when you and I first met at the Save Our Schools rally. It's now 2021. Have we saved our schools?
Well, the answer to that is a big no. Thinking back to 2011, we were starry-eyed dreamers. We thought pressure from the educators, the people who knew what was going on, was going to move the needle, and not so.
Yeah, so, I mean, and at that time, Teacher in a Strange Land was part of Education Week?
Yes. Yeah, right? I blogged at Education Week for 9 years. And they actually paid me, which is really rare.
Which is better than what Busted Pencils is doing.
Yeah. Well, that was nice. And they didn't change my content or not permit me to write about what I wanted to write about. But after 9 years, I realized that my audience was teachers. And there aren't a lot of teachers who read Education Week. There are lots of people at universities and people in state ed departments. But my audience was teachers, educators. And then I started getting messages from other teachers saying, I don't like the paywall. Why are you there? Could you just, you know, put the copy on your Facebook page?
Mm-hmm.
So I started my own blog, same name.
Yeah, and I love it. And prior to that, in the classroom, how many years?
About 32 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a high school and middle school music teacher, mostly middle school band, and I taught math for 2 years, two awful years, but I really liked it. I was thoroughly unqualified, but I worked hard. I learned how to use a graphing calculator in those 2 years.
Wow. Okay. So you went into it, so you were unqualified. So Nancy, your new blog, well, actually you have a new one up since this one, but you know, you were writing so crazy, but the blog before this, Need Teachers? And the teacher shortage, the teacher leaving, the teacher, whatever you want to call it, is something Johnny and I have been really hitting hard whenever we have the opportunity. I've been doing my own research, working with 450 plus teachers, all of whom are in some way skeptical of the future of the profession. And what I like, there's a lot of parts about your piece that really hit home and hit the truth. But I wanted to first talk about the potential that Michigan might be looking at the shortage from not as much of a deficit lens as I've seen elsewhere. And the fact is that because we have such a shortage, Michigan is looking at or is already going forward with letting retired teachers go back into the classroom.
Yeah. The superintendent of schools, Michael Rice, sent out letters to teachers who had retired in the last 6 years, asking them if they wanted to come back for a year or maybe two because of the desperate shortage, and offering to smooth the way with certification issues and let them negotiate their own compensation and benefit package with the districts. and saying, you know, we'd rather have you because we know you than to try to lower the bar and scrounge up some teachers through various, you know, alternative channels. And by alternative channels, I don't mean people who decide I want to be a teacher and get into a master's in teaching program or something like that. I mean, like people coming off the street.
Yeah, well, I said, you know, the contrast here in Ohio, we just passed really ambitious legislation to allow high school graduates to teach.
Yeah.
You know, so John, talking to Johnny about this before the show, and they're like, wait a minute. So these kids are going to be possibly 8, maybe 6 months older than some of the people they're going to be teaching, you know, just that but the whole idea of, because it's a shortage, and this is, you know, between Ohio, Michigan, I was in Wisconsin. Johnny, what's the deal with the teacher shortage in Washington? How are we filling the empty seats there?
Well, I don't know the official thing. I got to look it up and make sure I speak correctly. I think it's in the works. I think across the board, there's a shortage.
Okay.
I know that the district, at least the last I was able to really look into it, and I haven't looked in weeks, but it's just talking across with the superintendents about what are we going to do to fill the very real gap. And here I'm going to speak out of turn from research here. I don't have this in fact, because I think it's different from district to district, but I think as a state, we're really organizing around getting the children vaccinated. And we have really great legislation and you know, our governor came very firmly forward with that everyone in a school will be vaccinated, every parent who goes in school, every adult who goes into a school building will be vaccinated by October, or they will not be employed. And several, you've probably seen in national news, several people left their jobs a few weeks ago after October 18th, even with appeals. It was zero tolerance. And so that's helped. And I think the strategy is to showing teachers and families and communities that these will be safer places. Now, that doesn't address the whole teacher demoralization and the condition of schools that goes way before COVID. But in this particular moment, I think, and I don't want to speak on behalf of all teachers across the state or all the superintendents and the weight of the decision making therein, but I think there's a real hope and plan for not only the enforcement of the adults being vaccinated in all of our schools, but also the rollout for the 5 to 12-year-olds to now be vaccinated, which the anticipated date of that is by the time we're breaking for the holiday break at Christmas.
But so, Nancy, and we'll brought that up, so let's just hit it since Johnny went there, though, too. One of the things, and we'll come back to the fact that whether it's high school graduates, whether it's retired teachers, the whole idea that we're all over the place and trying to, quote, deal with the shortage. In fact, the real issue is what we're going to get into a little bit later is why do we actually have the shortage? But when Johnny talks about vaccinations, I know one part of your need teachers in Teacher in a Strange Land blog, you were kind of like, well, the retired teachers, even though they were allowed, we're a little bit like, hey, sorry, yeah, not right now, not safe. Is it right? Is that what Johnny was hitting on there?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and in Michigan, let's have the retired teachers come back is a 360 from the old way. When I left teaching, I could not go back and substitute teach more and make more than, I don't know, I think it was $1,800 per year that you could make as a sub. You couldn't do it because the legislature was clear that this was double dipping. Mm-hmm. If you were going to come in and be a good guy and sub in your old building, you know, and help out your teacher buddies for like zero money, well, no, that was double dipping, and you know, you already got that. And there were bills passed maybe 10, 12 years ago to let high school graduates be substitute teachers. And that has all changed. It's like they have decided now, well, and it's political, that there was a, you know, Republican legislature and a Republican governor. And I think the fact that they're asking teachers to be professional comes from political roots rather than, gosh, we're just desperate. Teachers did not want to go back. I mean, I posted the blog on my Facebook page and got, you know, 174 people saying, surely you jest, you know, we are not going back into the classroom, and I'm out and I'm good. And but it seemed to me like it was an olive branch to the teaching profession. And I've seen that in some districts. I think it's really, really local. The superintendent in the district where I live just completed the school bus driver training, and this is a big district, you know, with 10,000 kids, saying, if you can't get the kids to school, I will drive the bus. So that's leadership.
Yeah, that's absolutely leadership. So I think about that, wow, you know, the superintendent was showing up at the switch, from a high school graduate to being qualified to now the 360, as you said, a fully retired teachers. And in fact, what state I used to be in, Pennsylvania, had the same issue, that if you had retired, you could not go back in because, quote, you're double dipping, and supposedly. So it is Nancy Flanagan. She is the blogger at Teacher of the Strange Land. Need teachers? We're going to ask more, though, about that. The real issue, why do we have such a teacher shortage? More Busted Pencils, back to break.